This news update is being brought to you by Shuttler Plumbing and Heating a Pigeon. Also by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in throughout the thumb and beyond. And welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, and I'm coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Normal operations have resumed at Carroll High School and Middle School after a two-hour security incident today. Administrators placed both schools on a hold just before noon after a single round of ammunition was found in the high school auditorium. Michigan State Police were called in with their canine units to search both buildings while classes continued under the hold protocol, which keeps students in their classrooms and hallways clear. The all-clear was given just before 2 o'clock after no other items of concern were found. Superintendent George Rearson said there was no threat to students or staff and thanked the community for its cooperation. They also urged families to remind students to speak up if they see or hear anything suspicious to help keep Carroll schools safe. Saginaw County's uninsured residents will soon have a new place to turn for health care. The Cathedral Free Clinic is holding a ribbon cutting and open house Wednesday, October 22nd from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Mary's Center of Hope on Emerson Street, with the official ceremony to begin at 5:30. The clinic provides free medical care to residents without insurance, regardless of faith, and is currently open the first Tuesday of each month from 5 to 8 p.m. Organizers hope to expand these hours as more medical providers volunteer. Founded with support from local partners and a building donation from Ascension St. Mary's, the clinic's mission is to offer compassionate, faith-inspired care, emphasizing that, quote, hope is healthy, unquote. About 10,000 people in Saginaw County remain uninsured. The clinic is seeking both medical and non-medical volunteers. More information is available online at our website, thumbnet.net. We'll be right back with your news, but first, here's a quick message from our sponsor at Tri-County Equipment. So stay tuned. Thumb Broadcasting News will be right back.
If you're ready to join one of the fastest growing teams in the Thumb, now is the time to visit your local John Deere dealer, Tri-County Equipment. With 11 different locations to serve you, Tri-County Equipment is currently looking for mechanics as well as other sales and service technicians at all of their locations. As a John Deere mechanic, you will provide solutions every day using the latest technology while working on engines, systems, and equipment. On-the-job training is available, and so are tremendous advancement opportunities. If you have a strong work ethic, are team-oriented, and want to support the country's most important industry, Tri-County Equipment may be the perfect fit for you. Ask Tri-County Equipment about competitive pay, health insurance, 401k, paid vacations, as well as many other incentives. If you are a high school junior or senior, ask about John Deere's tech program, which can help cover the cost of college tuition. For more information, please call Tri-County Equipment at 810-648-2404.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
Tri-County Equipment is an equal opportunity employer.
Welcome back. A local high school student is bringing back a long-lost tradition for Owendale High School, a homecoming football game. What started as a simple conversation has turned into a full community event. Thumb Broadcasting correspondent, yours truly, Sydney Sutliff, has the story. It all began in a law class at the Huron Area Tech Center, where 17-year-old Lily Patzel was chatting with a classmate, who also happened to be Owendale's quarterback for their football team, when she learned something quite surprising.
Asking about their homecoming, and she was like, no, we haven't had a football game in like 5 years. And I was like, what are you talking about? You don't have like a homecoming like football game? And they were like, no, change it to a volleyball game. And I was like, well, do you want a football game?
That conversation with her classmate sparked an idea. Lily then reached out to Owendale and offered to have her law class form a team to play a friendly exhibition game. And the response was almost immediate.
Honestly, did not expect an answer or even a reply, and I emailed their superintendent.
Now the two teams are preparing for a six-man flag football game, but organizing it hasn't been easy.
So communication has definitely been a kind of step back, just because their superintendent is obviously very busy with what they're doing.
Despite the challenges, Lily says the spirit behind the game is what really matters.
For me, it's more so we can provide them with an experience.
Reporting from the Thumb, I'm Sydney Sutliff, Thumb Broadcasting. The U.S. Senate has unanimously passed a bill led by Michigan Senator Gary Peters to stop federal payments from going to deceased individuals. The Ending Improper Payments to Deceased People Act would give federal agencies permanent access to complete death records from the Social Security Administration, helping prevent waste and protect taxpayer dollars. The bill also requires agencies to cross-check the SSA's master death file before issuing payments. This system that's already helped recover $31 million in improper payments during a pilot program. Peter says the goal is simple: to make government more efficient and responsible with every tax dollar. The measure now heads to the House. A Michigan State University researchers may have found a breakthrough solution for the state's crumbling roads, a new kind of concrete that can heal itself. Engineers at MSU say their flexible, self-heating material can store solar energy and release it when temperatures drop, melting snow and preventing winter damage. Developed by Professor Jin and graduate student Shei-Chi Chong Ni, or Antonio Ni, the mixes close tiny cracks on its own, and it's twice as strong as regular pavement while being hundreds of times more flexible. The project received $55,000 from MSU's Advanced Grant Program and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Field tests could begin soon, with researchers saying this smart concrete could be a game changer for safer, long-lasting Michigan roads. And we have one obituary for the hour. On October 8, 2025, Andrew Michael Lapka gained his wings at the age of 72 at his home with his family by his side. Andrew was born on July 26, 1953 in Maddox. On October 27th of 2000, he married the love of his life, Susan Townley. In keeping his wishes, cremation has taken place. There will be no services. Condolences may be shared with Andrew's family at www.kaufmanfuneralhome.com.
Shetler Plumbing and Heating.